Joe Nash from Tabilk, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, thanks for joining us. And yes, so Alistair is recuperating from a couple of things. So he said Joe will be fantastic to chat to. So I'm sure you will be. So you're the general manager, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the general manager. So I stepped in for Alistair a couple of years ago and when he's headed into semi-retirement. So I'm lucky enough to spend my days on the beautiful Tabilk estate and working with all the team there. So it's such a wonderful place to be for those that haven't been there. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's, well, it's been there a long time, hasn't it? When was that actually built?
So we've got vines in the ground dating back to the 1860s. So the winery's been there for a long time. And then, you know, they're the Shiraz vines. We've got Marsan vines in the ground from 1927. And then, the buildings, there's some buildings that date back, I'll look to, you know, late 1800s. And we are trying to preserve them the best we can. We've got the cellars, the underground cellars there. So we talk about the new cellar and the old cellar, which is quite funny because the old cellar is built in 1860, but the new cellar was built in 1875. So they're still very old, and they're beautiful. Like, they're preserved today to the way they were.
Yeah.
And anyone can come along and have a walk through them and have a look around them, and they're just gorgeous. And the smell and the aromatic down there is just nothing like you've ever smelled before.
How did you go in the floods?
Oh, which one?
Yeah,
right. Sounds terrible to say that. So we obviously were flooded in October 2022. We had a lot of water come onto the south end of the estate. So we divide the vineyard into what we call New Tabilk and Old Tabilk. And Old Tabilk is where we have our old plantings, so the older vines I was just talking about.
Mm.
So that is the lower lying area. And it really is a beautiful area because on one side of the estate you've got the Goulburn River, and then on the other side of the estate you've got the beautiful wetlands kind of weaving around where the vines are. So beautifully surrounded by water, but in a year where there's a flood like there was in October 2022, we copped it from both sides, really. So the vines were underwater, if you like. We went over the top of the vines in a tinny. That's how deep the water was.
Wow.
And it certainly reduced our crop, our yield level for vintage 2023. Some of those vines only yielded about 20% of what they normally would. So it was devastating. It was tricky, but the vines themselves are amazing. Though they've recovered, I couldn't think we've actually lost one vine from the floods. There's certainly areas of the vineyard where you can see their growth has been, I guess, altered because they had wet feet for such a long time. But the vines have certainly recovered, and this year with all the rain, they look amazing. Like and then of course we had flooding again about 3 weeks ago. So first week of the new year, I think it was. We had 150 mils of rain in about 36 hours. So different set of circumstances. The floods in 2022 were caused basically by having to let water out of a catchment out of Eildon, and so the water just travelled down the Goulburn River. And to give you an indication, like, you know, we normally get, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000 megs of water running down the Goulburn River a day, and in that flood period there was 88,000 megs of water coming down the river. So it was just, it was just a crazy. And then a couple of weeks ago we probably had around 60,000 megs of water coming down the river. So we were fortunate enough that the water level this time, basically just, you know, the vines had wet feet, if you like. It didn't travel up over the canopy, which is what caused sort of devastation last time.
Last time, so it's October 22, is that, would you have had fruit set yet?
Yeah, so we had shoots, and we had little bunches, tiny little bunches there, just about to go through flowering. So all of those, basically, they all got covered in mud, and it was dependent upon how long they were underwater to the level of damage. So fortunately, unfortunately or not, once the water level receded within the next couple of days, we actually had more rain, and it washed a lot of the mud off the leaves. And so once the leaf had some clear space, I guess it could start, the vine could start bringing on more leaves and keep itself alive. But we lost all of that fruit, and not all the fruit. They shot another bud, so they shot a secondary growth.
Okay.
But that yields about 20 to 30% of what you'd normally expect. So,
that you can't help it. And since 1860, I'm sure there's been many events like that, given that in the low-lying areas.
Absolutely. They talk about the 1-in-100-year flood, but we've experienced twice now in 2 years. So I think we've got the tail end of the past 100 years and the front end of the next 100 years.
Tell us a little bit about where you're at for vintage. because that's going to be similar to your whole sort of region. And you've got, obviously, you've got very established vines. So have you picked any sparkling base yet, or how far off are you on that?
Yeah, no, we haven't picked yet. We haven't actually started sampling. We'll start sampling this week. I've been out in the vineyard. I was out last week and then the week before, and we've been having a good look around, keeping an eye on things, because there is quite a high level of disease pressure again this year based on the humidity that we've seen. So we'll start our sampling this week, and I'd say we'll be looking to pick in the next maybe 1 to 2 weeks. And normally we start mid to late February, so we're on track. It depends on really the weather as to how long the season takes us, because it could be, you know, stop and starting if it rains. But yeah. I have seen a few red berries out there already, so the raison is coming along in the reds, which means that, you know, once they get going, it looks to me like it might be quite condensed. Everything might come on at the same time, but hopefully not. We'll see what happens. So.
So, okay, well, that's sort of similar. We just spoke with Beck Hardy. So she's in McLaren Vale in Blewett Springs, and she's feeling like sparkling base in the next couple of weeks. But the reds are – well, so she's probably behind you then, actually, because she's, just started Verizon, I think.
Yeah, I mean, not every berry is red in the red varietals. Certainly some of the lower cropping, lower yielding vines, like, you know, the 1860 Shiraz. I mean, it's got the odd red berry, and then some of the Grenache grafts we have around the place, they've got a few red berries on them. So it'll be, look, it's in, you know, once we start, it's normally, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. I think last year we were picking things very late because of the weather again. I think we were late April or even early May before we picked the last parcel. So I'm hopeful that this year it doesn't push out that far, because it gets quite exhausting to everybody.
Yes,
it's a long,
I can imagine.
It's a long period. Yeah, it's a long period, but it's, you know, it brings the challenges of the season, and that's really why we do it, to see what great wines we can make out of, you know, 2024.
Yeah, and the thing with this industry is, it's not a 9-to-5 sort of day for vintage, so that's why it would be exhausting to extend it out, because, you know, you might be coming in to check a ferment at midnight, and then the next thing you're up at 6 or 5 picking. You know, it's I can imagine it's very very tough.
Yeah, that's right. The weather doesn't wait for anyone, and it's certainly it's driven by the weather to a degree once we get started. So, you know, and also what's going on in the winery and how full things are and where you've got capacity and space, and it's a bit of a bit of a game of Tetris sometimes, moving this to here and that to there just to fit it all in the winery. So so logistics as well, and then, you know, we bring in a bunch of casual staff, a lot of internationals, a lot of locals, and they help with the work, and so it's always good to see what's going on with them and what ideas they've got, and meet up with them and catch up and see what's happening. So it's a really, really good time of the year. And on the estate, I think, you know, you'll see the tractors driving around, and there's people around everywhere, and there's just a different energy, I think, that comes with harvest every year.
It's all shoulders to the wheel, isn't it? And they say a lot of beer is consumed during vintage, so a lot of beer goes into making wine.
Absolutely. At the end of the shift, it doesn't even matter what time you should finish it. If you've done a night shift and you finish at 5 a.m., there's nothing better than a beer to knock off with. So, yeah, it sounds a bit contrary, but, yep, everyone likes a good beer at the end of the day, that's for sure.
And the internationals are back, which is great. So have you got enough people?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we did have those years when we had COVID where we were struggling for staff, but we've got enough people, and it's good to have, you know, and we get regulars returning, which is also great. It means they love coming, so we love it when people come back year after year.
Yeah.
And also if there's locals, you know, we tend to give jobs to the local kids that, you know, just finished high school and whatever, if they want to earn some cash and whatever. So it's a good time to see everyone pitch in and see who comes along for the season. It's the people that, you know, that you bring into the winery as well that, you know, make or break you in that period of time. It's the truth. So.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So
tell us a little bit about what to expect, you know, currently when we visit. Obviously, you've got the cellar door, and you'd be open every day, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so the cellar door's open every day. The restaurant is also open every day, so you can sit in the beautiful restaurant and overlook the wetlands there. And we actually we had a couple of little platypus jaunting around in front of the wetlands restaurant the other day for just for fun, so they were quite cute. So there's heaps of things to do on the estate. Today, being the last Sunday of the month, we have the farmer's market on the estate every Sunday, last Sunday of the month. So if anyone wants to come along to that, and we've had some beautiful live music all weekend. There's always something happening on the estate. You know, you can book a tasting, you can do a blending session if you'd like with our wonderful team and pretend you're a winemaker for the day. And you can wander around and see what's going on. There's always something special to taste in Cellador. So there's always something that we've pulled out from, you know, the cellars that you can have a look at. And at the moment, one of the wines that we've got, we're looking at is our flood blend. So, which is a bit of a story out of the 23 harvest, which was affected by the 22 floods. Some of the blocks yielded so low that we couldn't make single varietals. So we harvested six different blocks together just to make one blend, and we aptly named it the flood blend.
Wow.
So,
that's fun.
Yes. Yeah. So it was just a good way to, you know, showcase what the estate's been through, what we've come up with, and you can still make good wine because it's a lovely wine actually. So it's good. So yeah, pop along and have a look at that in the cellar door, or have a tasting with the team, which is also very interesting.
So that flood blend would be just a cellar door only release?
Yeah, cellar door. Yeah. You can hop onto the wine club online and you can buy it online if you wanted to. But yeah, tasting, it's always on tasting at the moment at cellar door. It's a blend of it's Fiano, Albarino, Chardonnay, Semillon, Sauv Blanc, and some Marsan. So it's a six varietal blend, and it's just a really refreshing summer white, if you like.
Yeah. I always think I'm in the wine club, and I'm sure lots of our listeners are in the Tobilk Wine Club. And if you're not, check it out because it is such good value. Always, it's ridiculous. Some of the wines are just I feel underpriced, but we shouldn't tell you that. but there's wine club exclusives and things, and then the cellar door, as you say, you know, there's always cellar door only wines to try. So it's
plenty to do, plenty to see, plenty to taste. And one of the things with the wine club, one of the things we're seeing resonate is our, like, it's a vertical. Vintages of Marsan, Shiraz, or Cab. So you can get a pack and, you know, buy two. It's got three vintages, two bottles of each, and you can compare the vintages of wine, which I think is quite lovely to do. So you can see the evolution of the wine over time, which is very interesting for people that like looking at, you know, older and younger wines and comparing the two.
Yeah, and you don't often get that chance, I think. So that's a really good initiative.
It's a point of difference for sure. Yep.
For sure. What time's the farmer's market? Have people still got time to get up there today?
Yeah, absolutely. 10 till 2 today. Oh. So there's some live music as well. So, you know, we get one of the local clubs in to put on the good old sausage sizzle, and there'll be heaps going on the estate today. So there'll be a lovely vibe. And then, the restaurant, you know, pop over there if there's some space and grab a lunch. It's they're doing really well in the restaurant, actually. The food's amazing.
Yeah. So, yep. It's a great spot there, sitting sort of, really it sits over the wetland in a way, doesn't it? Like over the water.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we had the floods there, I think it was about 2 inches of the water about off getting into the restaurant. Wow. So the restaurant was fine, but yes, it got very close at one point in time. We had those sticks in the ground, and you could see the water rising. And thankfully, it didn't come into the restaurant, but it was close. So yeah, but it is beautiful.
Yeah. It's a hard thing, isn't it? It's sort of different to some floods when you're dealing with the fact that it's an irrigation channel, essentially, the Goulburn. So, and you're totally beholden to what they're doing at the weir.
Yeah, correct. And the water came up so fast in 2022. I remember coming to work, it was a Thursday, and when you come into the estate on the south end, there's a low bridge and then there's a crossing, and you know, we always have to keep an eye on those if the water's coming up due to the rainfall. And I just remember coming in thinking, okay, I need to keep an eye on that today. And then by about 10 o'clock in the morning, I sent everyone home because I'm like, well, you might not be able to get off. You might not be able to get out.
Gee.
So please, you know, everyone go home. And then by about 7, 8 o'clock at night, we were evacuating people out of a couple of the houses that live on the estate because the water was going into the houses as well. So, and it just was so quick. And you can't, obviously, so powerful, there's no way you can stop it. I mean, we had machinery, our tractors, one tractor got stuck out in the vineyard. We just we just didn't expect it. Like, it's not something that you would even think was going to happen, but it obviously
did. So they don't give you any warning?
No, we had no warning. Well, we had no expectation. Like, we didn't really know with warning, like, how quickly or how fast or how high it would come. Because there's so many variables. I think that, the tributaries that were leading into the Goulburn as well, they all had a lot of water.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was all rushing in there as well. And then it went into the underground cellars. So it fed through a pipe system back into the underground cellars. And so we had, water in the cellars that was about gumboot deep. And I remember walking down in the cellars with my gumboots on thinking, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen here? I hope these buildings are okay. And as quickly as it came in, it went out. So, 48 hours later, it had gone and left, wonderful mud everywhere as it does.
Isn't that cleanup must have been crazy. Oh, and in those houses you talked about as well.
Yeah, that's right. So it's just, starting again, really, pulling everything out and and starting again, and all of our museum wine that was stored down in the underground cellars. I mean, the wine was fine in terms of the bottle and the closure and everything, but the labels and the mud that was left over the stock wasn't great. So that was a bit of a job as well. Yeah. Anyway, we got there and everyone banded in together and we sorted it all out in the end. So it was
just another challenge to throw in there for you.
Yeah, and not one that you can plan for or expect.
No.
And as I talk about with the flood blend wine, it's a wine that we never want to make again. I mean, it's great, great to be able to make it, but let's hope we never make it again. So,
well,
yeah.
you'll have to save a few of them just for posterity, and and so you've got the story to tell. Hopefully a long way down the track. Joe, thank you. It's been really fun, and I think. Encourage everyone to get up and reacquaint yourselves with Tobilk. As I said, I'm sure lots of our listeners have joined the wine club and been to Tobilk over the time. But reactivate that wine club membership and revisit the wines. I think is my advice.
Yeah, we'd love to see everyone up to the estate and jump on to our website, which is tobilk.com.au, and you can certainly find your way to join up to the wine club and see some of those amazing wines that we have to offer. And the energy on the estate at the moment is just amazing. So we've got so many beautiful people working there at the moment. So you'll certainly have a great day if you come up and visit us.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic. Joe, thank you. I'll, as I said in the intro, Joe Nash, no relation. I hope to raise a glass with you at some stage somewhere. So
okay, that'll be great. Thanks, Simon. Thanks for the chat this morning.
Yeah, thank you too. And enjoy. Good luck with vintage for a start, and then enjoy the rest of your Sunday.